Welcome back one final time. Continuing high school softball coverage on KNIA. Indianola softball swept by Dallas Center Grimes in Little Hawkeye Conference play. Joined by head coach Stacy Evans. And coach, I know these interviews are never generally a lot of fun when it's just not your night, but teams like Dallas Center Grimes, when it is not your night, they tend to make you pay for it.
Yeah, they hit a lot of shots in all the right places tonight. Hit the ball well, and unfortunately we, you know, there were some grounders that our pitchers did a heck of a nice job getting into play. We just couldn't stop the bleeding.
Well, talk a little bit about that, because I was here for game one, and one of my keys to the game in game two was keep the ball on the ground. And for when that did happen, it was successful. I thought the infield played fairly good in game two, but too many balls left up in the air. And a team like DCG that knows how to drive the ball, that's just going to add up to a lot of runs.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate night. Great for them and their hitting. It was just unfortunate for us. The ball did obviously leave the field a few times. And like I said, they hit a lot of gaps. I take it upon myself that our pitchers were doing everything that they could out there. You know, in the first game, I felt like Ashley, she didn't want to come off the mound and wanted to continue to grind at it. And by that time, you know, our bullpen was gearing up for the second game. And I felt bad for her. And my options for her did not come out the way that I wanted it to, and I take that upon myself. And you know, we talked with Ashley after that. Even going into game two with Ava out there, you know, they hit the ball 20 some times in two games. They had 20 some hits, and we knew they were a good hitting ball club. But you know, it's also the part that there was a heavy grind in the last 2 weeks and on those pitchers' shoulders. So, again, I'll take that upon myself and make changes. But that doesn't take away the pain that those pitchers had to feel in that circle.
Stolen bases, I know DCG, a lot like Indianola, where it feels like they just kind of capitalize. It's a feeding frenzy once there's blood in the water. And it's easy to just look at stolen bases and put that on the catcher. But it's so much more complex than that. How do you try to evolve against a team like, you know, DCG and get that chemistry between pitcher and catcher with Bonas and the infield as well to try and stop some of those stolen bases?
You know, I can appreciate the aggressiveness that they have, but we're that same team. We are aggressive on the base path. We can make plays just like they did and put our runners in scoring position. But when DCG, as you said, smells blood in the water, those hits are contagious, and energy thrives on energy. And, you know, our athletes were doing their best to get that energy, and then something big would happen for them. And so you're countering their attack every time instead of being the one who's attacking first. That's a hard move to make.
It was a very busy week, like you mentioned. It's been a grind over the last couple of weeks, and you get the weekend off after a Friday night, you know, where things didn't go your way. How are you going to approach this next weekend, getting ready for three Little Hawkeye Conference matchups coming this next week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
You know, right now, Andrew, we're going to concentrate on giving back and going to the Miracle League tomorrow. Our girls just need to have fun. They're better when they're staying loose, and they've got great team chemistry and culture. This is one that we're just going to have to shake. It's a huge one. It's going to hurt us for only a little while, because you know what? Tomorrow we're going to do something great, and Monday we're going to take that approach and use the momentum that we have felt tonight and push us into next week.
Last question before we let you go, Coach. I'll ask you to put the coaching hat off for a second. You got to a pretty big milestone last year, Coach Miracle for DCG. You two have been going, competing for a long time, 1,000 career wins. What's that like to be in a conference with so many accomplished coaches and 1,000 career wins here tonight? I know you would have preferred it on a different field, but just from a coaching standpoint, that's obviously very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Todd is a great friend, a good colleague, and one heck of a coach. DCG gained a good one with his move from Johnston to DCG. 1,000 wins is a lot of wins. That means the guy's been in it a long time, but he's had a lot of success. And you can only hope for a career like that, but he's done a great job. What an addition to our conference, and congratulations to him on that milestone.
One legend retires and another one goes to DCG. So thank you very much for joining us, Coach. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you sometime this next week.
Thank you.